cloudy, and it's a little chilly, and there's a little wind in the air too, just to kind of add some spice to it, I think. Anyway, okay, recording's on. Brr. It's chilly cold. I think Lisa's gonna put her hoodie on. Oh my goodness, it's gotten to that point. I actually have some stuff in the bag I didn't bring. It's in the van. I need to make sure I get my bag. Later. Just make sure I don't take off without it. Oh, we're fine. You know what? No, we're not. Because I know I'm going to forget it. It's just, know thyself. Sorry. You can wait for me if you want. I'll even run. So anyway, yeah, we were just talking about the fact that, you know, people complain a lot about the millennials, and there's some reasons to do so, but also, what? Oh, okay. But, the biggest problem I have with them, or with the expectations around them, is that they really became accustomed to, or got the expectation that they were going to be catered to. And that's what life was all about. It was about accepting catering. Got into the bad habit of, lock it, like we said. Okay. All right. We're good now. Oh, yeah. Burr. Yep, absolutely. Wow. Good day for walking. And this is us walking with the wind kind of at the sides. That's not bad. We're going to face it full front at some point. Yeah. Just because of where the walk goes, and it's going to be, yeah. Anyway, you know. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yep, goes right through. They're not made to insulate at all. So, you know, people will say, well, they act so entitled and stuff like that. And you go, well, honestly, you know, and the people go, well, they've been set up. And you go, you know what? Maybe so. Probably right. But who cares? Because they still have to reach up and get that, you know, if they expect to be anything at all, anything worth talking about, have any success in life, they're just going to have to rise, no matter if we did a bad job of telling them they needed to do it. Doesn't really matter. Except that the rest of us get kind of tired of the belly aching about it. You know, you're supposed to be like this and this and this and this and this. You're not an appropriate, you know, people I've gotten from some of my students how bad of a teacher I am, and you go, so, what difference does that make? I had some really atrocious teachers. And guess what? I don't give them a hard time.
Okay, this class is online. You can read a book and you can read your assignments online.
Well, and that's what I tell them about my master's program, is I said, you know, and I wasn't praising the methodology. I wasn't praising the way I chose to do it. It's just how I chose to do it. You know, they said, I don't think I ever listened to one lecture, and there was plenty. You know, it says, I do these videos. You can either watch them, or you don't have to. It says, are they part of the grade? And I'll come out right out at the beginning and say, nope. I'm not going to tell you that they might be to try to get you to watch them. I say that's deceptive. I don't want to be deceptive. So you can get out of these kind of classes, whatever you want to put into them. But anyway, yeah, it almost becomes one of the problems with the millennial people that I've noticed. That a lot of people have noticed, not just me. And it isn't just that they're poorly prepared. I think that that's not really the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that they've become so adamant about the fact that they shouldn't be held responsible for anything, really.
I know. Who would deal with that?
They shouldn't be held responsible for a thing. And you go, well, then I'm not going to take you seriously as a person. I apologize. That doesn't make you feel good that you think everybody should be bending over backwards for you. This is frankly, if somebody says they're not going to be responsible, I dismiss them as practically a non-entity. This is like, I'm not going to try to kill you or anything, but I'm going to say, please get out of the way while I take care of what needs to be done. I say that to some people sometimes and they're highly offended. It's like, are you going to contribute or are you going to sit there and bellyache?
I am not walking in.
Okay.
My nose is already hurting.
Really?
Yeah.
My poor sensitive honey bunny.
Already numb.
Well, you can decide where we turn and how long this walk goes. I love you.
I'll go around one.
Okay. If you want to cut it short, I have no problem with it. I'm just telling you that. I'm not going to give you any crap for it. You can say, it's just Jason trying not to. Jason trying to be the tough guy, and you go, no, I'm just not that cold yet.
I'm done, though.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway. And it's not a dry cold. It's a little bit of a wet cold.
Yeah.
And so it's got a little bit more bite, seems like.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and you go, that's probably the biggest problem is that these guys expect to be respected and to be listened to when you're going, please just get out of the way so we can get work done. You know, if you want to go out and campaign and scream and yell and tear up stuff, just do me a little bit of courtesy just to stay out of my way while I'm doing my job. While I'm making sure that the lights come on, making sure you can say obnoxious things on the internet, stuff like that. Because if I stop doing the job, are you going to start doing it? And you go, I'm not getting a lot of hope that you can actually do, just keep on doing what we've been doing. Like I said, I don't really care how smart you are. It says being smart is just one of several attributes that are needed period. I was going to say something else, but then it's like, wait, I did not say anything else. Needed says it. These are things that are needed. Trees aren't blocking it anymore. Welcome to the cold. Anyway. Yeah. Yep.
And it's not even a really bad thing. I feel like I'm speed walking.
Just trying. Yeah. So yeah. You know? Says, are you going to do what's needed? I'm getting the impression that you have no intention of doing what's needed.
Yeah.
That you expect the whole rest of the world to revolve around you and give you what you need, and that you don't even have to make particularly a contribution, or that your highest contribution is complaining.
Yeah.
And you go, honestly, it isn't bad to have a few people that complain. It says, we do not need a generation of them. It said, okay. Yeah, your parents sucked. Guess what? So did mine.
What is the next generation going to do?
the funny part is, if you give these guys too much latitude, you're not going to have much of another generation. They're talking themselves out of procreating. The only people that are procreating are people who do it accidentally. and then don't want to do anything about it. That's why, you know, the dog, the bounty hunter, one of his big things is, you know, what are you doing for your kids? What are you doing for this? And you go, I don't think his show would necessarily work very well anymore. Because honestly, fewer and fewer of these people care. Kids, you know, everything the feminists, I'm sorry if you love the feminist movement, I said, I don't think you can. Or you can if you want to, but a whole lot of what they talk about is hate your children. Hate men, hate your children. They're all keeping you from reaching your highest potential. I mean, isn't that what the whole feminist view of abortion is all about? Kids are a pain in the butt. You accidentally had a kid. Therefore, we're going to give you the opportunity to kill it whenever it's convenient for you. It's hard to justify killing them after they're born, although if they can find some kind of way to justify it, they will probably try. So they have to get it before they're born. So they work really hard, you know, and they want that for themselves. I don't want children. Children get in the way. Children take away from me becoming all I can be. What am I being careful about? Thing I was going to say? Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you, though. Yeah. Now we're going straight into it, Lee.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to have to turn a corner here soon. You can decide which corner you want to turn.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Men are wired differently. No. Men are about persevering and being tough. Women are for other things. So, oh yeah, and being kind and being the softer side of things. That's great. Anybody who says we don't need that, it's, you know, it's like these MGTOW sort of people where you're going, no, you guys are actually going in the wrong direction altogether. It says we need both of us. We need both of us together, leading families. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And taking care of each other in our own unique ways. I said, we want women acting like men and men acting like women. And it doesn't work very well. But we all say, oh, it's just as good. And you go, no, that's lying. It's not true. We have a lot of variation, but there's something to be said for the two different aspects. It used to be honored. Now it's castigated. And it's like, eh, well. I said, we're getting the fallout of doing something that is stupid. And it shouldn't have ever been done. And you go, so at what point should the feminist movement have done what it did? I said, I don't know. I said, frankly, I don't think there was a problem if they wouldn't have gotten the vote. I said, I think a vote should be a family thing. One member of your family, you know, makes sense to make it the man. Sorry, I know that's rude. Oh, yeah, oh, no, I know I'm saying something that's just so heinous that I would just die for it. You know, I should be run through. This is fine, okay, fine. Let the woman go and cast the family vote. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Except that usually the mother is pulled in more directions than a guy is. All he has to do is get time off from work to go vote. Woman has to do 20 other things, and it's easy for it just to slide past. You know, but whichever, doesn't matter. But yeah, I said, the family need to vote. I don't think individual people need to vote. I won't blame them. You know, I'm sorry. Single people, wonderful though they may be, I said, they tend towards selfishness. They don't often have to take into account other people in society. They don't have to do it. We're a family, it's built into it. You have to consider other people. I'm not going to vote for some guy that wants to kill all the kids. I have kids. but a single person? Oh. It gives them an excuse never to have a kid if they don't really want one. You go, this isn't good. It's like saying, we're going to have a big vote about who's going to pay property taxes. We want to make it so that veterans don't have to pay property taxes. But in the decision-making process, a third of the people in your state are veterans. So how do you think they're going to vote? And you go, some of them might think beyond that, but I'd have to say that would pretty much be a shoo-in. They're all going to vote not to be taxed. And you go, you know, it's just a simple reality, so we don't do that. It's like I said, if veterans don't have to pay property taxes, they shouldn't be allowed to have a voice when the property taxes get raised. Why? Because it has no effect on them. It affects everybody else. Every time you take another person and say they don't have to pay property tax, it makes it so that everybody else has to pay proportionately more to make up for it. And you go, ooh, that's not a good idea. And you go, I'm sorry. I think that's why in a society that affects everyone in a societal way, that's how government works. It doesn't work individually very much. It does social engineering. But single people don't have the right perspective. You know, and that used to be, I mean, that was the whole point for making it a republic as opposed to a democracy, was because they said, we need people to be represented. We don't want a raw democracy, because a raw democracy induces everybody to be self-serving. A republic is less likely to do that. Although ours is start skewing that way anyway. You know, I said, these are well-known facts that all of a sudden we start acting like we're dumber than we used to be. And you know what? I wouldn't doubt that we are. I see it all around me. I says, thank goodness this country was formed at the end of the freaking 18th century. Well, you want to come up next one, son? What would you like?
Oh.
Or do you want to keep walking in this nice area where there's not a lot of wind? We can turn around and walk around some more. Okay. It's up to you completely. You probably noticed that I live to serve you. I give a flip about myself. So, yeah. And you're going, yeah. I said, I'm sorry, you know. I said, I know that, oh, man, what I'm saying is so against modern sensibility. I said, but it's true. I don't think much of modern sensibilities. I think being self-centered and self-motivated, I am not an Ayn Rand objectivist. I am not. Well, how can you say you're a libertarian? You go, well, that's because you're confused about what that means. I said, I don't want to force anybody to do anything. But I'm going to preach to them like crazy. But I'm not going to force them. I want to convert people, not force them. And I know that you can't understand that, because as far as you're aware of, that's the only way you can ever get anybody to do anything, is to force them. and you go, you know what? I understand. You've actually trained up many generations of people that that's how they behave. I'm going to get strung out on drugs unless somebody makes me stop. And you go, I'm not a god of self-control. Look, I weigh too much. I said, but, you know, I accept the responsibility of eating too much and weighing too much. I'm not blaming somebody else for it. The heck kind of garbage is that? My fault. Oh, well, it's because of the packaging. Yeah, see, Linda Sickles is a great purveyor of that. Let's blame everybody else for society's ills. We go, well, we blame ourselves. I don't have to do what society says. Okay. You know? He says, in fact, I don't. It's really obvious by the way I'm talking that I'm not really much on society. I don't think much of what they say. You know? And you want societal solutions to problems. He says, I used to. I used to be a good little liberal leftist sort of a person. I says, I'm still somewhat left of center. I said, but I don't care to force anybody. If you go, well, then you're going to get gunned down the streets, and you go, you know what? Yeah, if that's what people choose. And if they sit here and start screaming about the fact that it's, you know, that you pulled that trigger because somebody forced your hand. It's like, I don't, it says, I'm pretty sure God is not going to view it that way. I'm pretty sure God's going to say, I gave you a brain. You chose to use it. You went this place. If you're mentally ill, I may give you a pass. But frankly, we're sitting here talking, which means you can't be that mentally ill. Therefore, maybe you're going to be culpable for your actions. Yeah. And you go, now, we all need to be nice to each other because we can't see all things. We don't know the end from the beginning. You know, we don't know any of this stuff. Are we doing the best that we can? Probably not. Do we have good intentions? Yeah. Is that going to see the day through? No. But that's okay. We don't know what God's grading criteria is. Just like this class I've got. I'm actually being very, very nice in letting you know what you're going to be great on, because then you can game the system. I'm letting you game the system. Just know that God doesn't do that, because he really doesn't tell you what the criteria is particularly. It's there. You can suss it out a little bit. You go, but you can interpret it in 20 different ways. And I think he handles it by just saying, you're going to get a reward. You know, if you've really accessed me, if you've really tried to understand more about what I'd like for you, you're going to do better. But you're not going to do badly no matter what, unless you've made promises to me and I've taught you a lot of stuff, and then you start turning on me. Yeah?
Yeah.
You got rosy cheeks. I
won't
have it. Yeah, your rose is red. Hang in there, gorgeous.
Okay.
Have a good day. It's going to be nice and warm at home now.
I'm going to get through the building.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay.